Well, now to the news that the company behind Fastway Couriers in Ireland has gone into receivership, prompting fears for 300 jobs. A considerable number of others who worked for Fastway on a freelance basis are also facing a hit, while thousands of parcel deliveries are likely to be delayed. Receivers are usually appointed to take control of a business that's in severe financial distress. Our business correspondent Fergal O'Brien has been following developments over the past few hours. Fergal, what's the latest this afternoon?
Well, Rachel, I'm here at the Fastway headquarters in the Green Oak Business Park in Rathcoole in Dublin. This place opened in January of 2023, a state-of-the-art facility which also has the collection and drop-off point. But as you can imagine, there's no activity here at this site today following the announcement yesterday evening that its parent company, the Nuvion Group, had gone into receivership. Indeed, some people have been arriving here at this facility this morning to either collect parcels or drop off parcels who were unaware of the overnight announcement. Now, the move has also impacted two of the company's other operators, which is the Nugo service, which specializes in the delivery of heavy goods, and also Parcel Connect, which people would use to drop off and collect parcels in shops. As you were saying, around 300 direct jobs are now under threat here at the company, as are more than 600 indirect jobs. They would include subcontractors and also solo operators across the delivery network who would work under the Fastway brand, and many of those would own their own vans. Now, the impacted workers were informed of the decision yesterday evening, and they were all called to a meeting which took place at midday today. That meeting was held online with the two receivers who have been appointed, Mark Degnan and Brendan O'Reilly of Interpath Advisory. A spokesperson for the company said the business has faced what they described as sustained inflation, rising operating costs and ongoing price pressures, which have made it no longer viable in its current form. We also understand that there was increased competition from other providers, and some of its bigger clients, for example, ASOS and Sports Direct, decided not to renew their contracts this year. Also, we understand that there were sale options explored over the last number of months, but they didn't materialise.
What's the advice then, Fergal, for people who are waiting for a parcel delivery?
Yes, as you say, thousands of parcels in the system, Rachel, around 50,000 packages currently awaiting for delivery. And the receivers say that getting those to the people who are awaiting them is one of their main priorities at the moment. But as you can imagine, they will be facing a logistical challenge given what has happened. And I understand that they're now engaging with a third-party delivery company to try to get those parcels delivered as quickly as possible. But a spokesperson for the company this lunchtime said delays and disruption to those deliveries are envisaged, but they will work to try and minimise that over the coming days. They're advising people not to panic at this stage, that they hope that they will get the deliveries to them over the coming days. In cases where people feel they're waiting unduly long for that delivery to arrive, they're being advised to make contact with the retailer from whom they made their purchase. And also in terms then of the Parcel Connect service, in cases where people were planning to drop off items, for example, for return, they are now also being advised to make contact directly with the retailer from whom they made their purchase.
Fergal, thank you for that. That was our business correspondent, Fergal O'Brien. Another group facing a loss of money are road hauliers who did work for Fastway. Ger Hyland, who's president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, has been telling me about their predicament.
Well, our members are subcontracted to Fastway. Some of them are on the hook for 100,000 plus here this morning. Their work has gone. They're all rural-based hauliers, all working on very small and tight margins, as is anybody within the transport industry. And it's a devastating time for them. Most of the transport suppliers to Fastway are rural-based companies. They're travelling from all over Ireland to Port Arlington every night, where the main hub was in Port Arlington. And they were delivering freight to Fort Arlington, bringing back freight for delivery the next day then to their own areas. So their work is all gone. A lot of them companies have been working with Fastway for a long number of years.
And had they any idea that this was coming?
No. There had been rumours in the marketplace over a number of years at different times. But look, that comes and goes with a lot of companies, where the rumours start, but they never seem to get to anywhere. But anyway, this time Fastway has gone with the loss of 300 jobs. But not alone the loss of 300 jobs, the amount of subcontractors that subcontracted to Fastway with small vans and everything, their livelihood is all gone here this morning. They're all owed quite significant monies as well. They all have repayments on vans. They're 8 weeks away from Christmas or less. You know, it really is a devastating time for a lot of people.
And just specifically when it comes to Fastway, do your members, is there any way that they can get this money back?
If this company goes into receivership and liquidation, it'll depend on what the liquidator has left at the end of the day to divvy out between what people are owed. And it appears that there won't be much there for anybody. But as I say, we really need the government to step up here and help our industry. We're 3 weeks away. We're 3 weeks past the budget here where our industry got absolutely nothing, only more tax on our fuel again. We've got a 2 cent carbon tax increase on our fuel again.
And that was Ger Hyland of the Irish Road Haulage Association. We'll be staying with the roads after the break when we'll be talking about the rise in the price of tolls.